This is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Last month, Wells Fargo, which is the nation's third largest bank, settled federal allegations related to mortgage and auto lending abuse. Now, these fines totaled $1 billion. Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan joined Fox Business and said all those problems have been put behind us and we have new procedures and policies put in place.
We discovered those operational breakdowns that we had. Shouldn't have happened. Absolutely agree with that. We've changed our policies, our practices. We've completely reorganized our auto business. We have a new leader, and Laura Schubach, who's moving that business in the right direction. So there's a lot of change that's going on. But in terms of our underlying review of the overall business, we're nearing completion of that.
A White House official said President Donald Trump is set to promote the Republican tax law this weekend in Cleveland. The official said the president will highlight the law's benefit to small businesses this Saturday. Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Reports of sexual assault in the U.S. military are up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A new report from the Pentagon showing last year over 5,000 service members reported sexual assaults during their military service, a 10% jump from 2016. The military believes the number may not reflect an actual increase in sexual assaults. In fact, the Pentagon thinks assaults are going down, but that more people than before are trusting the system enough to come forward with their claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Leaving the Iran nuclear agreement isn't that big of a deal. That's at least according to former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Now, she joined Fox News to explain and expand upon her answer.
Well, I actually think if we pull out now, it's not going to be the disaster that everybody's talking about. I would not have signed this deal. I don't think it was a very good deal. I think we were in a hurry to get a deal, and we left a lot on the table. And as you said, they got a lot up front. The allies love this deal, and I certainly hope that in their meeting with President Trump that Macron and Merkel talked about ways to improve the deal if we're going to stay in it. But if we get out of this deal, it's going to be just fine. The Iranians, I think, will try and stay in because they do want that investment eventually to start flowing. And by the way, the reason the investment isn't flowing is we still have sanctions on Iran because of terrorism.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, have you been having trouble with your bowels? Because this is a show you don't want to miss. So many people are being diagnosed with things like IBS. There's a lot of commercials out there. A lot's going on, but we're going to back it up and we're going to talk to you about what you need to look for, not just for this diagnosis of IBS, as we call it, but also for celiac disease, Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowel, you name it, we're going to cover it. So let's first start out about irritable bowel. You know, this diagnosis, and I say that with quotation marks, first appeared in 1950. And really, let's go over what some of the symptoms are that people have that get diagnosed with this.
So people diagnosed with IBS typically have a lot of bloating, a lot of gas. They can have constipation or diarrhea. Bowel movements can feel uncontrollable, difficult to pass, or incomplete, and also have clear or white mucus with the stool. They can have all of these symptoms, some of these symptoms.
So, Dr. Anderson, one of your pet peeves are these commercials for IBS. So why do you say, I hate these things?
Well, they advocate treating a symptom rather than, you know, advocating getting to the root cause of the problem. And, you know, IBS, in my view, and Dr. Gammon echoed it earlier, is it's a symptom. It's like saying, oh, I have a runny nose, right? That's a symptom. You have rhinitis. Well, that could be due to allergies. It could be due to
infection.
Influenza. It could be due to a bacterial cold, bacterial sinusitis, whatever, right? You know, so you have to come up and be more specific if you're going to target treatment at the specific problem. So you can have any or all of those litany of symptoms that Dr. Gammon articulated, and those are symptoms, not a diagnosis.
So why do you think they are now, you know, putting it all over the news, and there's all these ads, and they're in print magazines, specifically, I think, targeting women? I don't know if you find them in the men magazines, but they're definitely in the women's magazines.
Well, I think a lot of people have disrupted or dysbiosis. They have abnormal gut flora and experience a lot of these symptoms related to that. And it may not be something as dire as, say, inflammatory bowel disease.
Right.
But because they've gotten their gut flora off, they do have a lot of bloating. Dietary can affect it. So
yeah.
If they're having a high carbohydrate diet, they tend to have more of the bloating and the swollen and leaky gut type symptoms. And so they're really just targeting people who have messed up their gut. And if
or they could have something else. And we're going to cover the microbiome. We're also going to talk about celiac disease and Crohn's. I mean, there's a lot of other things they could have. And don't you think it's dangerous, both of you? I like your take on this. Don't you think it's dangerous if you go see the doctor and you just explain these symptoms and there's no real follow through? They just say, oh, you have IBS.
Yes. So I can add a historical perspective to this in two ways. One, when the term irritable bowel came out in the 1950s and through the 60s and 70s, we did not have the tests to find out the cause of many of these symptoms. We didn't have colonoscopy. We didn't have blood tests for celiac disease, for example. We didn't understand gluten intolerance. We didn't understand all this. So basically, the doctors would do whatever test they could. They didn't find an explanation. And so they just labeled it IBS instead of saying, I don't know, because doctors hate to say, I don't know. They always want a label on something.
It should just be called IDK.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Our listeners need to understand there is no test for IBS. Typically, doctors will run whatever test they can, and if they're all negative, then
they
say...
Or they don't run any.
Or they don't run any, they'll just say it's IBS. So it's a very nebulous diagnosis. I know in the past the FDA had great problem approving different drugs for IBS because there was no test to prove IBS. Judy, you asked about why they're targeting women. I can tell you that being the senior guy in the room here, back in the early,
you're not that senior.
The early 1970s, the gastroenterologists thought that IBS was caused by stress. And then they very abnormally said, well, women are obviously more stressed than men, and thus women were diagnosed more than men. So a sad historical perspective.
Well, men were just as stressed. They're still just as stressed. This is a whole other show, but I think they don't show it. They usually wait, and then it comes out in some kind of physical disorder or problem or disease or, like heart disease or something like that, because they've held it all in.
You know, just as a sidebar, I will also tell you historically, it was felt that people that didn't let out their anger would get more stomach ulcers. This is before we knew that almost all stomach ulcers are caused by an infection with a bacteria known as H. pylori. I well remember telling one of my patients in the early 1980s to let his anger out, and the next day he punched his neighbor in the nose and broke his own hand.
I have a prescription. I had to do it.
So that was an example of poor medicine.
It's like that movie.
Were you an accessory to the crime?
No, I wasn't.
My doctor told me to do it. What was that movie, Anger Management, where he shoots the pillow?
Something like that.
That was a funny movie. Well, okay, now there is a test. We want to differentiate, right, between irritable bowel syndrome and something that's inflammatory. And there's a test, I think it's done at Quest Diagnostics.
Well, there is a test that can be done. It's obtained off a fecal specimen, and it's called a calprotectin. And it's a protein that they test for that if you have inflammatory bowel disease, will be elevated in that. So oftentimes it's frustrating because the patient does go through an evaluation, and they may have an endoscopy and even biopsies done at the time of the colonoscopy, and there's no active disease at that time, and everything comes back negative. And so a negative colonoscopy does not rule out that they don't have inflammatory bowel disease. But the problem is you can't just be sending the patient into the GI lab every time they get a flare in symptoms,
right,
to do a biopsy. So this is a way now that we can test just on a fecal specimen, and if it comes positive now, it'll give us a more specific diagnosis and say, yes, this person has an autoimmune inflammatory disease.
I'm glad you brought up colonoscopy, because anytime you have a change in bowel habits, and we're not going to talk about colon cancer on this show, but it's still, you need to get checked out, because that is one of the symptoms, even if you're not showing necessarily blood at the time. Okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. It's time we find something shocking in the news, or we're just shocked that it made the news. Now, I think there was a study similar to this one recently, so I'm not that shocked that this one came out. But there's a link between heart disease and depression. It was discovered in a study conducted by the Baptist Health South Florida. I mean, if you have heart disease, you are at higher risk for depression. In the study, patients with cardiovascular disease without a diagnosis of depression were consistently in and out of the emergency room. They also experienced more health problems than those with diagnosed depression. And if you have heart disease and are experiencing symptoms of depression, you need to talk to your doctor, because you're more likely, it looks, to have heart disease or even have a heart attack.
Right. And it's not surprising if you've been leading a normal life and then suddenly, boom, you have a heart attack. You may have gone through angioplasty or stenting. It's a jolt to the system. You have to face your mortality, and it feels depressing. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I liken it back to, there was another study years ago that showed that persons with type A personality were at higher risk of having a heart attack, but they had a better survival rate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Once they knew they had it, they got all, type A personality about it. And the type Bs, less likely to have a heart attack, but more likely to die if they
do have one. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't see that study. Okay, we got to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals. Thank you so much for the service that you give. And we thank your families, too. We know that you listen to the show. And we know you listen around the world because we can find that on our downloads from the Staying Young Show, which actually goes to podcast after it's heard here on the station. And the podcast is Staying Young Show 2.0. And don't forget, you can always follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. We're tweeting out all kinds of things like health tips and links to the show and just interesting things we find. So follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. When we come back, we're going to talk about gluten sensitivity and celiac disease.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With CoolSculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While CoolSculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your CoolSculpting provider can help you decide if CoolSculpting is right for you. Our CoolSculpting specialist can help you learn more about CoolSculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today's show is all about irritable bowel disease and differential diagnosis such as celiac disease, Crohn's disease, and a microbiome imbalance. So let's talk for a minute about celiac disease. This is a really interesting statistic that I want to cover as soon as we go over the Immortal Minute. And it's just going to blow you away.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute, which was almost forgotten.
Nope, sorry.
Is dealing with NAD. So NAD is a coenzyme that's actually present in the mitochondria of our cells. And recent studies have shown that it may be the new latest greatest resveratrol. And we've talked about it before, increasing NAD levels in your cells, and there's ways to do that with supplements, can slow down the aging process. But a new study, again produced from Harvard, same researchers have shown that it can actually reverse the aging process and does so through a different mechanism than resveratrol does. So the coenzyme NAD is critical in cellular bioenergetics and adaptive stress responses, and basically will function just like a low-calorie, near-starvation diet. It's slowing the aging process down. So right. Now you can have that dessert and take your supplement and still enjoy the benefits of being nearly starved.
So I got to tell you, upon your request, I did reach out to Lyceum Health, and I'm going to have somebody coming on the show to talk about some of that research on NAD. So
awesome.
So all of our listeners, you know, stay tuned because that's going to be coming up on a show. Okay, so here's this really crazy statistic I was talking about celiac disease. The average person with celiac disease takes 2 to 4 years to get a proper diagnosis. That's a long time.
It is a long time, and I think
because they've all been diagnosed with IBS.
It's something that a lot of doctors don't think of. I don't know why. You know, the traditional statistic is that 1 in 100 people worldwide have the genetic predisposition to celiac disease. But, of course, that means that you have celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disease, meaning your body produces antibodies against gluten. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, rye, malt, or barley. And it's associated with an increased risk of cancer in the abdomen called lymphoma. I have had a lot of patients. I know I had one fellow, he was over 70. He had been investigated and reinvestigated for over 10 years for chronic diarrhea. And when I saw him, I said, well, you've had every test known to mankind. Have you tried a gluten-free diet? He hadn't. We put him on it, and within a week, he was normal. And it's not that I was an Einstein, but it's just something.
I'm surprised nobody else thought of that.
Well, a lot of the doctors had done the blood test for celiac, which came back normal.
But if he wasn't eating gluten, it wouldn't be positive.
But you need to clarify. I mean, there's true celiac disease.
Right.
And then there's acquired gluten sensitivity.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
But you can still have a negative celiac test and have celiac disease.
Correct.
You can't have a positive and be negative, but you can have a false negative.
False negative, right.
Right.
But a lot of people that develop symptoms later in life, that's an acquired gluten sensitivity. It's not truly an allergy.
Well, hold on. Now, let me tell you something interesting about this. So it's a genetic predisposition. So what I've learned in my research is that you can have this genetic predisposition, but something comes along, an illness or something, and it triggers it and turns it on. So they may have been tested at some point, and maybe they you know, maybe then they were sensitive, but then whatever illness they got turned it on, and now they have full-blown celiac disease.
Right.
Well, and I'll counter. I mean, we oftentimes have other autoimmune diseases. You know, we know the patient has, say, like rheumatoid arthritis. They have classic symptoms, morning pain, stiffness, yet all their blood markers are negative, you know, for rheumatoid. Well, you'll treat it as rheumatoid, much in the way Dr. Gammon treated this patient with a gluten-free diet, and eventually – somewhere down the road, their rheumatoid testing will come back positive and confirm what you suspected. So that's not uncommon in autoimmune diseases to have, you know, a negative test. It doesn't exclude the possibility. I mean, I was always taught it's a clinical diagnosis that then is confirmed with your blood testing. It's not – you don't rely on the blood testing.
And when you're talking about gluten intolerance, those are technically people with negative antibody tests for celiac, but who, when they eat gluten, get all bloated. A woman looks 6 months pregnant. They feel very uncomfortable.
They can get acne. There's a list of things that can happen to them.
Or they could have loose bowels. I think in gluten intolerance, there are antibodies. We just haven't discovered which ones they are.
I think that's probably a good guess.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just like in, like, Lyme disease, I mean, they thought there was only, like, one or two tests. Now they know, oh, you got to test for all of these. Because as time goes on, when you have a disease and it's getting a lot of attention, you start finding the different antibodies, like you said, to test and different ways to figure it out. Okay, but you mentioned lymphoma, but let me tell you, this is really interesting because there were some things I didn't realize that if you actually develop celiac disease, and by the way, 1 in 10 people that have a first-degree relative will develop it. So it runs in families. But you can also have, if you don't follow the gluten-free diet, people say, well, I don't know, I like bread. Well, let me tell you what could be in your future if you have celiac disease and you continue to eat bread. You can get anemic, you know, iron deficiency anemia, osteoporosis, so your bones can get soft.
Your vitamin D isn't absorbed.
Because you can't absorb all these vitamins. Mm-hmm. Infertility and miscarriages for women. I think I read somewhere that if you have a woman who's had several miscarriages, she should actually be tested for celiac disease because there's a high incidence that she actually could have it. Central and peripheral nervous system disorders, gallbladder disease. So what do you think that – what's the link there?
I'm just thinking there's increased cell turnover and that will lead to a breakdown products that can lead to gallstones like bilirubin.
Yeah, and then GI cancers, which is not shocking. But did you know about this one? Dementia and migraines. Migraines I can see. Dementia?
Well, dementia is a manifestation of chronic inflammation a lot of times. So, yeah. I mean, everything that you know, the common thread in all those symptoms or other diagnoses is
inflammation.
Inflammation in the gut with malabsorption of nutrients, you know, vitamin D, iron. Inflammation of the brain, inflammation is a contributing factor to migraines, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
So, you know, we talk often about minimizing inflammation to slow down the aging process and good general health. And
you know, they don't list diabetes. They don't list heart disease. But, you know, inflammation goes right along with all these other things. So I'm sure they'll get added to the list. But there is a blood test. Just so if you're listening, you want to write this down. It's called T, big G, IgA. But now the thing about this blood test, though, is you have to be consuming gluten for it to be positive. I mean, you could get a false negative if you're not eating gluten because these are the antibodies that so your body actually has to be fighting off the gluten at the time.
Right. And just as a quick subtext, if avoiding gluten doesn't help, the next thing to try is to avoid lactose, which is dairy. Because that can also cause chronic abdominal symptoms. The difference there is you have to be very strict avoiding dairy for at least a month.
A month. Wow.
Well, and it's the protein in dairy.
Right.
That some people are sensitive to that. It's not just
the
sugar.
Not the lactose.
Right. So they can be lactose deficient and they can be sensitive to the protein too.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Crohn's disease and microbiome imbalance.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump presented the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy to the Army College football team who defeated Air Force and Navy this season. President Trump also had a few words to say about the team.
On that snowy day, you fought hard, you came from behind and beat Navy for the second season in a row, the first time that it's happened in over two decades. That's what you call a job well done.
Vice President Mike Pence visited the border wall yesterday, where he received a tour of the construction going on around the barrier, and he also delivered remarks to the Customs and Border Patrol employees. Take a listen.
It's not just about a wall. President and I are determined to work with the Congress to fully fund the wall, to build the entire wall, but we have to fix our immigration system.
Please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, if your guts have been giving you trouble, this is the show that you're going to listen to in its entirety. You can actually download the podcast version, Staying Young Show 2.0, on any podcast directory. And, we got to give some love to our affiliates. We're on 57 stations coast to coast. And if you're listening on one of those stations, let your station know that you like listening to the Staying Young Show, because that's how we stay on in your area. And don't forget, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of the show. And you're going to want this phone number, 844-WELL-100. It's a toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. We've been talking about all kinds of things. Irritable bowel syndrome. We've been talking about celiac disease. And, you know, we also are going to go in and talk about Crohn's and microbiome imbalance. So don't forget to share this show with others that you know might be suffering. So let's talk about Crohn's for a minute and what differentiates it from celiac disease.
Crohn's, named after Dr. Crohn back in the 1920s, is an inflammatory disease. Celiac, although it causes inflammation in the bloodstream, does not inflame the lining of the intestine the way Crohn's does.
Which is different. It does.
It's autoimmune versus allergic mediated.
Yeah, but celiac's autoimmune as well.
Right, right. But the actual appearance of the lining of the intestine is quite different. Also, Crohn's can affect the body anywhere from the mouth through the anus, anywhere from the small intestine to the large intestine. And it's known as a skip disease. That is, it can be in one spot, and then you can have 6 feet of normal intestine, and then there it goes again.
And it, when you see it, it looks like patches.
Right.
And it can go through the whole wall. Like,
right.
That's real big differentiation.
It can go right through the whole wall, and it can even cause fistulas, which are tunnels from the inside of the intestine that hook up to other parts of the body. So, for example, you could get a fistula between the large intestine and the bladder, and then you're going to get stool coming out of the bladder. So it can be a very, very nasty,
that could
ugly,
kill you, couldn't it?
Oh, sure, sure. Luckily, there's very good effective treatment for Crohn's disease in this day and age.
Well, I think this is the key about Crohn's disease. It's a chronic, lifelong condition. It's almost always medicated, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, once you're diagnosed, you're on medication.
I will say that in this century, surgery for Crohn's is much less common. Back in the 1970s and 80s, surgery for Crohn's, multiple surgeries for Crohn's was very common. But now with our modern treatments, surgery is much less.
So were they just like chasing after patches? Take out this piece and then you get it somewhere else, take out that piece so you don't have anything left?
Yep.
Oh.
As Dr. Gannon was saying, I was remembering the surgery board, the cases being posted up. You know, and it would be just that. There'd be a case on there almost every day for partial small bowel resection diagnosis Crohn's disease.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
And I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, it's like, I can't remember the last Crohn's patient I had that had surgery. But they used to be posted up almost daily.
Yeah.
Wow. So, that just, like, makes me cringe. You know, there's so many things in medicine when you look back and you go, that was barbaric,
yeah,
right?
Surgeons,
it wasn't that long
surgeons
ago.
Surgeons used to do really good, you know. And we've taken away a lot of their cases. They've gotten other things. I mean, I like the story back is when I was a medical student, I was thinking about becoming general surgeon. I interviewed with the head of the department, and besides the fact that he's sitting there chain smoking in front of you back in the day, but you know, he was one of those that the surgeons ruled the hospital. They were gods, you know. And he was very bitter in his late in his career that he's like, well, the colorectal guys have taken away all our gut cases, and the ENTs are taking our thyroids, and he goes, all we're left with is gallbladders and appendixes, but if that's what you want to do the rest of your life, you go right ahead and become a general surgeon. And I was kind of like, well,
Never mind.
Not a real pleasant picture. And very shortly after, they introduced the laparoscope and opened up the world of, going in and doing a lot of laparoscopic procedures now that they do. So, but I remember that.
I can totally get that visual.
Oh, yeah.
If you're sitting there, never mind.
An old artillery shell that was made into an ashtray that, had about 3 days' worth of smoke sitting there.
Hope he knows a good surgeon friend because he's going to need it.
Was he an Aggie?
No, but I'm going to remember they used to have the smoking in the ORs. There would be the doctor's lounge. One side was the smoking part, and the other side was the non-smoking. And the surgeons used to go in there and
puff away,
burn one between the cases.
Oh, that just grosses me out. All right, back to Crohn's though. This is interesting that both men and women are affected equally. So it doesn't take one gender over another, and there's 700,000 cases in the United States. And do you know what age it starts at?
In the teenage years.
It can be like anywhere from 15 to 35.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a young people's, I would say, disease, where you get sick, you go to the hospital, you got abdominal pain, you got diarrhea, and you think maybe you got a bug, right?
Yeah.
And then you get more than a bug.
Most of those folks that we see or I see – come to you with the diagnosis.
They already know. Do you think they get it in the emergency room most likely?
No, they get evaluated. I mean, they come in with recurrent chronic symptoms and they ended up in a GI doc's office and got biopsied. And
not only that, with the advent of the CAT scanner, a lot of times the suspicion of Crohn's will be seen on CAT scan. And then you get the colonoscopy and the biopsy. And almost all these patients are now on immunosuppressive drugs like Humira and other drugs, and it's very effective.
And we can see it on our virtual colonoscopy, can't we? I'm pretty sure.
No. On the virtual colonoscopy, on the CAT scan part, you could see a suspicion, but you cannot diagnose Crohn's on the virtual part.
But the CT version of it. I mean, if it's
the
affecting
CT part, you could possibly see it. But still, if you're suspicious of Crohn's, colonoscopy is the way to go.
Optical.
Optical, yeah.
Because you want to take a look at where all those patches are.
Yeah.
You got to visualize the mucosal lining.
All right, this is your favorite, Dr. A, so I'm going to let you run with it, and that's the microbiome.
Well, I think a large percentage of people that manifest irritable bowel symptoms, whether it be diarrhea or constipative in nature or both, have abnormalities in their gut biome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have been very aggressive with our patients. One of the hallmarks is one of the supplements that we always encourage patients
always.
To be on is a good probiotic. And
ours are pharmaceutical grade. Now, let me tell you, they do really well on it. But I got a bone to pick with you. I do.
Because I named it the colon blow.
Yes?
Yes. It gets the message across.
They actually will go up to the front desk and say, I'm here for some colon blow. Like,
well,
really?
It is a white powdery substance that is in packets, you know. And for our listeners, I mean, what it is it's very high dose, high quality probiotic. It's 225 billion colonies that you do daily for 15 days. And
that'll repair your gut. I think anyone who's been on antibiotics should be on this.
Well, they probably don't need to go to that extreme. I mean, you know, most people should be taking a probiotic anyway.
Yeah, but they years of not taking care of their colon.
And if somebody needs to get restarted, or if I have somebody that I think has a dysbiosis or abnormalities in their gut biome, we'll tell them to go get the high dose, do that for 2 weeks, kind of like hitting the reset button, and then we drop them down to maintenance and have them do, you know, our regular is 100 billion colonies. And they do it daily for a while. And then once you get good gut health, you really don't have to take the probiotic every day. I mean, you take it a couple times a week, just kind of topping off the tank and making sure you're sending some good guys down there.
Well, I went from the 250, and now maybe this was not good. I went from the 250 every day for I don't know how long to now I do the 250 like 3 or 4 times a week. So is that bad?
Fine. No. I mean, everybody will find
Can I overfix my
– No. This is the point I make with them is with patients is, you know, even if you have good gut health, sending more good guys down there is not going to harm you.
Yeah.
You'll just pass them, right? They'll just pass through. So, you know, same thing's true with our vitamins. A lot of people argue, say, well, I eat really clean. I eat non-GMO, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, great. You're just trying to top off the tank. Most of this stuff is all water-soluble. You know, if you're really doing good, you know, take it every other day. I mean, but in spite of people's best efforts of good gut health, they need a little help every once in a while.
I agree, because 80% of your immune system is in your gut. Okay, when we come back, we have our Medical Mania Trivia. And if you want to play, give us a ring. Let us know. 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. And Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up at the end.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think, thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, don't forget Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up at the end of this and every single show. Your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Write this number down, 844-WELL-100. Also, if you want to come on and play trivia with us, give us a shout and let us know. Follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, straight from Georgia, we have Mary Catherine Norris. And Mary Catherine has actually been a long-time listener. And, you know, I got to give you some kudos here, Mary, because you play the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day almost weekly, and you're pretty doggone good at it.
Thank you.
I'm always impressed when we get a listener and they call in, and pretty much every week they've got an answer, and a lot of times yours are right. So no dementia happening with you. So you ready to play some Medical Mania trivia?
I do.
Okay, so the doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you questions. You're going to play for prizes. So the first thing, if you do pretty good, we're going to send you out some age support multivitamins out of our Stay Young vitamin line. And for our listeners, you can find those at StayYoungAmerica.com. And if you're really, really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, Turn Back the Hands of Time using stem cell. And again, our listeners that are not playing that want to get that, they can go to StayYoungAmerica.com. We don't expect you to get them right, Mary Catherine, but we do expect you to have a lot of fun.
All right. First question is true or false? The ear never stops growing.
True. False.
Do your ears keep growing as you get older?
They do.
That's correct.
I think she changed her answer.
That's okay. She got the I do in there. It was just a rephrase.
Okay, here's your second question. In REM sleep, that's the part of sleep where you dream. REM stands for rapid eye movement sleep. But in REM sleep, when you're dreaming, can you smell?
Ooh, I'm going to say yes.
No, the answer is no. You cannot smell when you're dreaming, believe it or not.
All right. Third question. Pregnant women, I'm sure you were pregnant at some point, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So how many kids did you have?
Two.
Two?
All right. Well, we'll see what applies.
Isn't that cute
to
how
you?
She goes, two? That's so Georgian.
Pregnant women are most likely to dream of which of these three? Frogs, dogs, or a vacation?
What if probably a vacation.
Vacation? That's after the second or third kid. No. The answer is actually frogs, and then they also dream of worms and potted plants. I have no scientific explanation for
any
of that.
I don't either. Isn't that weird?
That's very weird.
Go ahead.
My great-granddaughter, but she was born January the 20th this year, and I said she had frog legs. No. I should have said frog.
You said it should have said frogs.
Okay, here's an interesting question for you. What percentage of women will snore in their lifetime? What percentage of women will snore?
I would say probably 90%.
No, it's 40%.
Now, you were thinking of the men.
I've been told I snore.
Well, I think 90% of women don't believe they snore, but 40% snore.
What are you talking about?
Many get accused of snoring, and it's just the echo coming from their husband.
That's right.
All right, final question. You're doing fantastic. The brain is the consistency of an apple, of butter, or of water?
Water.
Oh, no, it's more like butter. Slice through your brain. Don't you remember watching Hannibal Lecter scoop out the brain?
I don't think that Mary Catherine watched Hannibal Lecter.
It's like scrambled eggs, baby. Nothing better. No. In Texas, we have calf brain.
Have you eaten calf brain?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, I think you did fine. Yeah. We're going to send you out both of the things just because we love that you are a longtime listener. Hey, what station do you listen on there in Georgia?
WMTM from Moultrie, Georgia, though my address is on par.
Well, we love giving our affiliates a shout-out, and you keep listening. Let the station know that you like listening to the show. That's how we stay on. Okay, Mary Catherine.
You know I do.
Oh, good. We're going to send you out some H-Port multivitamin, and we're also going to send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. Thanks for playing with us, and keep playing that Dementia Defender. This one's going to be hard this week, so we'll see how you do. All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I love getting some Southern Belles on here. She's so cute.
She is. So sweet.
Didn't ask her how old she was.
Well, I don't know. You're not supposed to ask a woman how old she is, especially not a Southern woman.
Yeah, but once they get past a certain age, it's prideful.
It's brag.
It's brag.
It's brag time.
Right. Now that age varies, so you got to be careful.
So what age do you think it goes from not wanting to say your age to brag time for both men and women?
80.
Yeah, I was going to say 80. 80? Women are 80. If they get over 80, they'll tell you.
They're bragging.
I'm 84 years old. You know, guys are just happy to make it past 60.
All right. Is there anything you want to add about our discussion on the gut before we move on?
Well, I'll add one thing. Sometimes I'll see people with abdominal discomfort. They don't have fever. They haven't lost weight. The blood works okay. Before we start spending a ton of money on colonoscopies or CAT scans, I'll ask them to do a gluten-free diet, and if that fails, a lactose-free diet, which costs them nothing. And I'm amazed that at least 9 out of 10 times, no further tests are needed. So you can save a lot of money in the right situation.
But, you know, being a gluten-free one of them, Dr. Anderson calls us, what do you call us? Celiacs.
Yeah.
Like it's a club or something. You know, it's not as easy as just going on that diet because there's all these hidden like gluten like in your toothpaste and all over the place, places you're not thinking that it is.
Right, but I advise the patients and all that. There's chewing gum and toothpaste and ice cream and
Tell
them to read every
Yeah,
label.
One of my favorite Southern ice cream brands, which I won't name, has wheat in its vanilla bean.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or go to smartnewyou.com. Last week's riddle was as follows. I am heavy and hard to pick up, but backwards I am not. The answer is ton. You see, ton spelled backwards is the word not.
All right. What's this week? I heard it's going to be hard.
So you're escaping a labyrinth. There's three exits. If you don't escape, you're going to face certain death. Exit number one leads to an inferno, a volcanic inferno. Exit number two leads to an assassin. And exit number three leads to a lion that hasn't eaten in 3 months. Which exit would you pick? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. I don't want any of those options. You're going to call us 844-WELL-100. You're going to go to stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the Dementia Defender Contact Us page. And here's the thing. You got to get the riddle right. You got to give us your name and your address so we know where to send out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100 Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And give us your phone number in case we can't understand your address. Some people rattle it off so fast. But you got to get it right. If you get it wrong, you'll get a postcard from me saying thanks for playing. If you get it right, you'll get a free copy of that book. And we'll see you here next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
You can count former Secretary of State